Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Phantom Sensation Experiment. This is one of those files that plays in one of the many, many labs at Nimja Incorporated. It's one of those things that you can consent to participate in an experiment of sensations. You will be told to enter a room alone, naked. There will be nobody else in the room with you. However, certain sounds, phrases, suggestions may begin to elicit some kind of response. And of course, like any experiment at Nimja Incorporated, it will be observed in detail. While nobody will be in the room with you, the room in question has been outfitted with various technologies to observe you in great detail. Every moan, every squirm, every twitch, and every breath will be noticed, watched, recorded for future analysis. And of course, you know all of this. It was right there when you chose to participate, mentioned in clear, concise words, as you signed for the sensations. Close your eyes and imagine yourself in a simple, smallish, blank room. The room has a simple seat, a table, and a few hooks on the wall. This is where you undress. There's no pressure, no time restraint on your actions at all. You have been given a few simple instructions. You are to undress in any way you feel comfortable, then enter the opposite door into the special room. From there on, all you have to do is lay down, listen, and feel. At the end, you don't even need to answer any questions or fill in any kind of questionnaires. Simply experience. There's a soft voice through an unseen speaker as you are in the changing room. Very well, please continue to undress and enter the next room. The voice is simple, direct, kind. It might be a voice that you've heard before at Nimja Incorporated, perhaps more than once. As you undress, you can put your clothes wherever you feel comfortable. There's a lock on this side of the entering door that you can engage if you so desire. You know that they will follow the rules. You will not be touched by anyone directly. Only words, sounds, sensations. It takes a moment to undress, and when you are ready, you go through the other door into the testing chamber. The room is lined with mirrors, or rather, every wall and the ceiling is a mirror. Even the door you just entered from closes cleanly with a satisfying click. And besides, a small outline fits perfectly in the wall. The ceiling reflects just as well as the walls, except for a small outline of light that allows the room to be lit with a warm, comfortable color. In fact, the room has a very pleasant warmth, kept at a comfortable temperature so that in your state of undress, you are given as much comfort as can be observed. The center of the room has a raised platform, an examination table with smooth sides. The top surface actually feels quite comfortable, not quite as deep as a mattress, but still nice enough to lay down on. You understand the implied directions, and you lay down on your back on the examination table. When you look up at the ceiling, you can see yourself very clearly, same as if you look to the left or to the right. In fact, everywhere you look, you can see yourself with ease. You wonder momentarily how many hidden devices there are in this room. Cameras, sensors, microphones. Perhaps they record more than just a visible spectrum as well. Observing the heat in your body, the change in temperature, and if they have a high enough resolution, they could even see every heartbeat, the pulse of heat, warmth flowing through your body. There's a soft sound playing, almost like music. It sounds familiar, and yet there's something woven into the sound that almost creates a shiver. Now, while you lay there, you may begin to feel soft sensations, some of which will be described, others merely implied. You don't have to say or do anything. Every reaction you feel will be carefully monitored. Thank you for participating in this phantom sensation experiment. Now you may already notice some small tingling sensations, even though the room is warm. Some parts of your arms may notice soft tingles, like little shivers dancing along the skin, like a breeze, or someone softly blowing air past your skin. Now you may or may not be aware of your own reactions to such simple sensations. However, you can be assured that we will notice everything. Now in a moment, you may begin to notice a strange calm in your head, as the warmth of the table is slowly sinking into your body and warming up. The more relaxed you get, you may feel your body relaxing in various places, as it's easy to relax with a sound, the words, the sensations. Something that's very fascinating is that people often dream of very specific sensations. They can be completely innocent, or they might express themselves in exploratory teases. And I wonder if the idea of some soft caresses slowly exploring your body, carefully taking their time to create gentle waves of wanting inside of you, would be something that you enjoy. And it's like a strange wave of sensation sometimes, or the echo of a memory of fingers brushing over those wonderful places. And yet, more than a memory, it becomes something practically tangible, as you can feel clearly what you feel, no matter how subtle or overt. You know what you're feeling. I wonder if your skin will react to the warmth of slow, gentle caresses, and if they would show up on the various observation equipment that we have here. As you lay down and relax, sinking almost naturally into a state of pleasant trance, perhaps you begin to notice how certain sensations grow. good circle. Slowly tease. Change from fingertip to fingernail. A gentle pressure to provide some pleasure. Maybe the touches are becoming more intense and intimate. Slowly seeking to tease and tempt you in ways that perhaps you know all too well, or could be completely surprised by. If at any point you are curious if the touches are real, there's so many mirrors around you that a simple glance at your own body would confirm that the touches are all in your mind. And yet, your reactions, carefully observed, watched, and recorded, are clearly real. Allow yourself to sink deeper. As the deeper you sink, the more real the touches become. Every reaction, every piece of building pleasure and desire. The more you unconsciously invite the touches, the phantom sensations to go to certain places. As you lay there on that examination table, your body is free to move, to open, to invite. Part of you knows that touching yourself will not be the same, and yet the building desire may tempt you otherwise. There is still a voice talking and some music playing, even though you've zoned out multiple times by now. Perhaps you are aware of your own reactions, entering a deep, trance-like state as your body continues to react to the sensations. Caresses creating various feelings all over your body, focusing on certain sensitive locations. What's especially interesting is that capturing your reaction, your blush, your squirm, your change in breathing and your heartbeat. Perhaps you wonder how sensitive the microphones in this place are. Can they notice how you exhale? If you feel a sudden touch somewhere tempting you, does it create a deeper response? A as the table warmth and your body open feels so comfortable. You may even begin to feel hands doing much more than gentle caresses, grabbing, squeezing, pulling and positioning, and of course your every reaction is noticed, observed, and recorded. Every little sound you make, every subtle expression of the pleasure, tells them what you're feeling. Who knows, perhaps you feel those hands grabbing you even more firmly, finding ways to really make you squirm, positioning your legs a little different, pulling your arms away, making you feel almost pinned down. And yet there's a comfort in this. So completely exposed that you become more aware of what you're feeling, nowhere to hide with the reflection on every side of you. It's almost like your very own sounds are reflected as well. The silence of the chamber besides the voice and the music allows for your sounds to be extra loud by comparison. The warmth of the examination table, the sweet softness of the surface, the touches that create more longing inside of you and begin to move in very familiar ways. I wonder if you only know these from your dreams, or if these touches are so real that you can practically feel the texture of their fingers, grabbing, squeezing, finding your vulnerable, sensitive spots, perhaps even entering a little bit, or pinching, squeezing and rolling, building on your pleasure. And every sound that escapes your lips, every moan or squirm, every breath, every heartbeat, builds on those feelings. And the more you fall into it, the more helpless you become to the sensations. I wonder if you're observing your own squirming, watching your body as it reacts to unseen touches vividly teasing and tempting you, creating these helpless waves pulling you deeper into this experience. What's kind of surprising is that you may even notice specific fingers in certain places, circling around sensitive spots, finding ways to put pressure both in and out. And the more you squirm, the more the experiment continues, as the unseen voice pulls you more and more into this experience. If you feel those desires, the hands will adjust your body to the perfect position and create an even deeper stimulation with a strange warmth of an invisible mouth slowly breathing right there. A warm tongue, perhaps teasing, finding its way without any effort. And the more you squirm, the more vulnerable you become, the more you can feel the hands, the tongue, the lips, the warm of that breath, the texture teasing, the pressure pleasing, and sometimes a sudden surprising sensation almost shocks you with pleasure, and your every reaction is recorded, observed, noticed. You know that there are people watching you, and there's someone instructing you, guiding you, creating sensations inside of you and all over your skin. And those phantom sensations create desires within that just keep growing and growing until you just feel and feel all of it so vividly. And who knows how far this could go, how deep you could fall into this experiment. Perhaps you chose to simply let it end here, or maybe you even scheduled for more devious words to follow, to create even more sensations that pull you deeper while you are observed. You know the voice well, the sound, the music, the sensations, the guidance. There is definitely some eagerness in your body right now. A deep, smooth caress of those fingers and a long tease make make sure that you feel yourself fall and enjoy the squirm even more. Everything is monitored, watched, recorded, and you can feel the mirrors around you reflecting your own pleasure back at you and amplifying it in a way that makes you so aware of your own body, your own pleasure. Your beautiful sensuality. As you feel those hands, as you feel those touches, the mouth, the tongue, you feel them amplified by your own desire. Sensations, either memories, echoes, or just too real to deny. Noticed, observed, watched, feel. And the more you open yourself, the more they explore those more intimate areas. Feel and have